Chazal say, Divrei Teira, Kosher Liknoisom Ki Klei Zchuchis, I'm sorry, Kosher Liknoisom Ki Klei Zohov, Vekal Le'abdom Ki Klei Zchuchis. It's hard to get them like Klei Zohov, and it's easy to lose them like Klei Zchuchis. And I want to go about a nekuda that is very important for Bnei Teira. It doesn't go dafka on learning. It's two yesoides that are very important. Hope we understand it in the right way. Chazal tell us a secret. Sit down. Chazal say that it's kosher liknoisom ki klei zov v'kala abdom ki klei zchuchis. It's easy, it's hard to buy them and it's easy to lose them. Everyone knows when a clay schuchis falls on the floor and breaks to little pieces, smashes, there's nothing left. Chazal tell us that the up and down in Avodas Hashem is not the way we would assume. We would assume it's very easy, hard to get up. And maybe, you know, you could fall down, and then you could come up, and you could fall down, and then you could come up. Hopefully, and then you'll be up. Chazal say no. The way up is very hard. The way down is very easy. And you could steig holds man and one day to hold like you didn't do nothing. You have to start again. We'll just say, not like that. When I steig, my mom is a chosher guy. I had a small yerida. Eventually I'm on top of the mountain. People do it like this. Yeah? Sinishta zeh. Kosher liknoisom ki klei zohov vekal le'abdom ki klei zchuchis. And I will explain it. And I want to use our Torah for a little marshal. Unzer Eilike Torah. I'm sure everyone, Avada, we're speaking Lefi Avonaseinu, the Dvorim Adakim, the Amukim, much more from what we understand. You take the Deira Amidbo. You know, they go out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Oves, Avrom, Yitzchok, Yankev, Shvotim, Yosef, Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Klal Yisrael have a chet and an egel. Achal Oisom Kerega, we'll start again from the beginning. Again they have a chet. Hiroimu, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. And Hashem tells Moshe, we'll start again. And when you're young, you learn these psukim, you might not understand. We'll start again. Yeah, Chayis will be a nochamol oves, nochamol. Who knows again what will happen, yeah? Every couple of minutes, Klal Yisrael slip, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, let me to raise the whole thing. Hashem has time. Hashem is the Malam Azman. Hashem is, it's not tiring, it's no Musa. So that's 2,000 years, it takes a second. It's not enough Kamina Klal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In our eyes, it looks like, oh, now to start. Achal HaYisrael, I'll start again from the beginning. Moshe says, Kisishush Tosh HaGlaim in HaYimet. What will help? But from the beginning of the Torah, Klal Yisrael Oves, comes the Egel, it's not from the beginning. Klei zchuchis, it broke. This is it. This is the reason, be'etzem, a lot of people don't become g'day le'adoyah. Why? They grow, then they go down. Some people it happens to them ben azmanim. Some people it happens to them when they have, you know, the bad days during the zman. Some people it happens to them in a weekend. Some people it happens to them after the night seder. Some people it happens to them ben asdorim. Everyone in his madrege, he loses everything. One bad night. One bad weekend. Friday, Shabbos, everything what he did for 10 years is erased. I'm not going now to skir the oilam, how much it raised. But you know, I believe Chazal, kikli schuchis. You break it, what is left there is left from you. Nishtet. Kosher liknoisum kikli zahav. 10 years, you work on yourself, drop it, there's nothing left. Nishtet. Kal le'abdom kikli schuchis. Kal le'abdom kikli schuchis. Mo says, Meizei Rov, Ayofi Nefesh, I don't know if it's Lashon HaGemara in Brachos, the Gemara says, Hatoif Einecho Boi Ve'Einenu, Uf. Mo says, the thing is called Uf. Hatoif Einecho Boi Ve'Einenu. And the secret of Abel Aliyeh, and this is what I want to speak about, is to try, when he has these little doubts that he has, not to break the kli schuchis, to carry on oile to one madrege to the other madrege. If a person will know how to be in a matzev that it's not kala abdem ki kli schuchis, I'm not saying now that every bachur that had a afsoke once has to be tzubrochen, even that he has to be etzem, but this is not the matzor of this vad now, to tzubrochen was a given. What's the given? We'll speak about the future. And it's a chiluk atzum. A person doesn't realize how much he steigs and he drops it. He steigs and he drops it. And I'm saying, in everyone in his madrege, as guys that every ben azmanim, they start from zero. Mamish. As guys that every mashbar they have. And as guys that every Shabbos, Sunday ke'ilu, Matan Teir from the beginning. And some guys, even my night seder, after night seder, tomorrow is a new day. Nothing is left of the day. And this is the reason, maybe the information stays. So not everyone forgets information so quickly. So they remember the svaras, they remember the kashas, they remember the tirutzim. But they're not becoming Gdele Yisrael. They don't grow. And our tafkid is, if we want to be mansliach, is to grow. It's to grow. Not. The moshul is a gemore. There's a lot of chazalim. We could better just say chazalim before we speak practical, but I want maybe a bit more practical. Chazal say, moshul sha'odom koro krishme kol yomov. Ve'pam achas loy koro krishme. Ki'ilu loy koro krishme me'oilom. So the gemore brachas. Adam kor krishme kol yomov. Upam achas lo kor krishme. And then I'm going to speak about the bochur that got up late. This is not a nekuda. Upam achas lo kor ki ilu lo kor. Zag the gemara in ruchnius is a very scary point. It's not like every little thing, if a person invests, he gets a lot of money. And he does one bad deal. So a little bit less. But he's not left with nothing. And ruchnius is not like that. Koro kol yomov krishme. Ubamachas loy koro. Ki ilu loy koro krishme mi yomov. Zog the Gemara. It's a pachad. Kosha liknoisam ki kli zov. I would say you could lose it. The same thing. A week you don't learn. 5 points down. 6 points. Well, you have, you know. I'm saying a person gets 1,000 points. 10,000. Like the market. I don't know how much it goes. Yeah. And then you lose. Till you go to battle. In 1 second everything is raised. Again, not the information. Not the mitzvahs. About the things that are left in a person, make the roshim. But in the ali, liknoisam. This is the reason Gdolei Yisrael, to the last minute of their life, every minute. B'shum b'ni b'ayfen didn't want to lose a minute. B'shum b'ni b'ayfen. Every dikduk. It's not music. Oh Hashem. Quite full by me. A big businessman. I pose out and he could lose. Say there. I pay a bit extra for a hotel. Ruchnius is not like that. In 1 second, it's kala abdom kikle schuchis. And our tafkid is the tafkid of every bacher is. So I'm for sure the best thing would be just to grow without an end, yeah? But this in the moment is not practical. I want to speak about the Nekuda that the Chaim Shmulevitz Atzal was Miyasid, that is a way to stop this Nefila, meaning to say, and this I think everyone is Mechuyev to learn how to do it, to keep the growth from one step to the other step. I'm not saying learn the whole night. I'm not saying not to take it easy by night. Everyone, if he is Madrege. Some people have to rest Ben Asdorim. Some people have to rest by night. Some people have to rest in the end of the week. Some people have to rest Ben Asmanim. Some people have to rest when they change the yeshiva. Some have to people rest before they get married. Everyone has a time that he has to take a break for a couple of minutes. Aber not to la'abdem. Not to la'abdem. The mashal, I think Chaim Shulevitz said it with this mashal. A person takes a glass cup, it's on the table. If you bang it to the floor, it smashes. Chazal used the mashal. Chazal used the mashal of klei zchuchis that there's nothing left. The mashal, if you throw a golden keli, so it bends, but you could take it to the guy to fix it. And klei zchuchis is nothing what to fix. It's little bits and pieces. Forget it, only scratches, damages, you know, if you get close to these guys, they just damage you, yeah, they make you to bleed, but Derech Klal is the matzah of these people, yeah? They cause bad to the whole area around them, when it's on the push, if you step on it, it's not terrible, yeah? Chazal used this mashal. But Chaim Shmulevitz would say that this mashal has the message. Take the glass cup, it's on the table, smash it, push it. Smash it, b'koil rash godl. What if you take the glass cup and gently you put it on the floor? Something happens to it or not? No. So the floor is not such a bad place for glass cups. It's not so safe because people could step on it. But it's not a bad place, the floor. So what is the bad place? When the cup falls from the table to the floor, it smashes. It breaks. Zogdem Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Lashon, but he said this, he said, Chazal are telling us a givaldic secret. What makes the person to lose all of his madreges is not the change in atmosphere that he is. Not only not learning by night sometimes, in the end of the week, everyone if he is madrege, the falling, the bump. This nefila. The nefila, Zagreb Chaim Shulevitz, this what makes you to lose it. Klei Tzchuchis don't get lost when they on the floor. Klei Tzchuchis could be in all different matzavim. But then you need a shmira. You have to put him gently on the floor. You have to know when you fill it with cold or hot water. To do it that quick, the right time. You know, you put very cold water, then very hot water, again it blows up. Klei Tzchuchis don't not survive in different matzavim. Tzchuchis could survive. But Tzchuchis cannot be bumped. I want a little bit to be masbir. There's 2 points that I said, Chaim Shmulevitz is masbir. I want to go from the easy one to the hard one. The easy one that everyone has to be makbid on, Chaim Shmulevitz says, is the bump. He says, Shou la Melech. Right? He was Melech Yisrael. It's Melech Yisrael. They send him to kill the Amalekim. Happened what happened, they didn't kill the Amalekim. They killed, but they took the Tzoyn, Agag. And Shmuel comes and Shmuel tells him, hello? And Shou says, Baruch Atah LaHashem, Hakimaisi es Dvar Hashem. Shaul was so sure that he did the right thing. And Shmuel tells him, Umar koel atzoin asher ani shemea, I hear it, it's shepsalach dot. It's asher chom alohom, להביא להשם, והשאר החרמתי. Tells him, לשמוע מזבח טוב, השם needs korbonus, השם said to kill, you trying to be korbonus. Says, כי חום עלהום, כי יורי סייסו, back and forth. Vayomer surono vaagidu lecho ma she'omar Hashem. Ki roish kot natat beinecho vayimoscho Hashem imelech. Hashem doesn't want you to be a king anymore. That maybe a Navi comes and tells you in the face, Hashem told me he doesn't want you anymore. Vayomer Shaul, chatasi la'Hashem, ki yoreisi yisov. He was made in miyad, I had negiyas. Shaul, is Shmuel is about to go away. Shaul holds onto his coat, the tears, and Shaul tells him, kavdeni no neged ha'om. If you will leave now, it will not look good. The Navi left me. Come with me together. Mishtach v'la'Hashem. And Shmuel goes. Vaytem chayim Shmuel Levitz. Shaul melech Yisrael. Chazal say, ben shona b'molchoi. Kmo yishona b'leichet. Kach Shaul b'leichet. He never had even one aveire. Shmuel Anovi. Shaul is not embarrassed to tell him, you had him bad, but let the Olam to think that we're okay. Let the Olam to think that the Novi is mechaved me. He's not embarrassed. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Shaul told Shmuel, you're right, I did aveire. But if I will have bizyoinus now, I will go so quick down, I will not control myself, I will feel I have a nefile, and b'meile chas v'sholem, I will go off the derech, I will do mistakes, I need now support, kabedeni no neged ha'om, make the falling to be soft, I did a ched, I will do tshuva, but if I will lose it, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Kodesh Baruch Hu, forgive them for the Maisa Egel. Vayomer, Sor maher min haderech asher tzivisi. Maher. This was the Nefila. Zadim Chaim Shalevitz, at first you saw it, this is not even to the Bnei Aliyah, this is even for the Shvachar of Bachrin. Not if they hear, but tell them. When a person has a Nefila, Zadim Chaim Shalevitz, the first secret is to stop the nefila. A person has a bad day, things are not working out for him, things don't look good, things look bad. He has to know, if he starts to lose himself, that nefila makes a person to lose all of his milas. All of his milas he could lose. Soru maher min haderech. He could lose all of his milas. In 1 minute, he could lose all of his milas. Shaul HaMelech knows, Habibi's Yoynes, he will start to think that he's doing the wrong thing, and the Melech, he doesn't have and he stops to learn. First, he has to find a way to stop his nefile. Atziras, the Reb Chaim Shlevitz calls it, Sakonas HaNefile. Sakonas HaNefile. And every person has nefilas. What is the Eitzah when you have a nefile? So, or do you go to a rabbi of yours? Things are not going good for me. I need help. You're not ready to fix yet. You're not ready to change. Pick up a phone. I'm in a nefila. Person has a brother. Person has a father. Everyone has it. Person has a rabbi. I'm in a nefila. Things are not going the best. The nefila is the dangers of the B'chaim Shmulevitz. More from the chet. Till Shaul HaMelech, till Shmuel. If I will get a clap now, as that bizyainus, I will not survive the bizyainus. Stop my bizyainus. Right. Sometimes the bizyainus come, you can't order them. They come, yeah. But a person has to know what is dangerous for him. He's falling, he's in a bad mood. Things are not going, he stays in his bed. He could lose everything. He could lose everything, Zachim Chayash Molevitz. Even Shaul Melech Yisrael knows that he could lose it. A person has to learn. A person has to teach himself. I will use it in the practical world. Not so much in the room. People panic. I don't know if you know what is the, I don't know if it's the right word. But sometimes a word people panic. You have to go to buy something in the store. You go to buy something in the store, the store is open until 7 o'clock. You go into a taxi, it's 5 to 7, the taxi starts, and your mamish think you're losing the store, you're looking at the time, and you're trying to push the taxi. You're losing it. Yeah. Maybe you start to yell on the taxi driver, maybe if he doesn't give change, the money, yeah, All the other zachen that you get, the guy near you gets upset. You answer someone's phone, you're just giving like a little yell. 1 second. So I will lose. What could happen already? What could happen already? You control yourself. So, no. A person is falling, he could lose everything. You have a fight with a baldir, Lamazog. Yeah? This is a fight. You make a cheshbon. The most, how much I could lose? $100. For $100, I'm going to miss Baza. For sure, I'm going to fight with it. I want my money. But what I could lose already? $100. Say it. So, 1 second. I'm not. So you stop the nefila. You control yourself. We'll see it. Have the elef alpha of dollars in the fryer belt. You know, one car skips the other guy, the taxi guy. We go, 2 minutes, the knives come out, and one guy is killed. Yeah? This guy is upset because he wanted to go a little bit quicker. Yeah? Now he's going to sit in jail till the end of his life. He will never get to that place that he wanted to get. Yeah? So why is he stabbing this guy? Because the guy stabbed him together, so now he's never getting there. Right, he also made it the other guy will not get there. Say that. But what is the pshat? He didn't want to do it, but he lost himself. He lost himself. When a person loses himself, he loses everything. And Gashmis, we see it the whole time. And Gashmis, we see it the whole time. You lose yourself. Person has to learn. The losing himself, and you see it b'chush and these things, you see, you know, it comes, the famous ma'aseh, the thing Chavis Alvobis brings down, that the Chosi told his son, if you're upset in something and you want to do something, wait till tomorrow. So he came home, Chavis Alvobis says, he went away from his house, I think, for a year, maybe less than a year, the kitchen, and he came home in the middle of the night, and he hears his wife talking to someone. And, you know, he knew that he left the house, no one was in the house. So he decided to come in with a knife and to kill his wife. But he remembered his father told him that he can't do nothing till tomorrow. So he went to sleep somewhere else. In the morning when he came, he saw his wife holding a little baby. She had a baby and she was talking to the baby. So he said, if I would not listen to my father, I would kill my wife and my son that night. A person has to learn to hold himself. So, to hold himself before he fights with a person, before he does something to a person, to hold himself. And the same thing when something bad is happening to him. Things are not going in his learning. Zogtem Chaim Shulevitz, those are the hell to your side. Zogtem Chaim Shulevitz, we'll use our mushroom. The cup on the floor, nothing happens to him. Now, the guy skipped, your mamish doesn't make a difference. But when it happens and you're angry, you go to kill the guy back. It's the bump. You're not expecting it to happen, and it happened to you. It smashed you. This is what happens. The person loses both chavrusas in one day. He gets all upset. All bad finished. He doesn't show up to the Bismarck for 2 weeks. So he lost. Nothing happened. Slowly. He can survive. Zogtem Chaim Shmulevitz. This is a madrege in Ruchnias that if a person holds onto this madrege, he's saved for most of the nefilas. Because he says most of the nefilas are not the fact. And he says it's pashut. Hashem doesn't bring any sign that you can't stand in. And this is the answer. Most of the nesyonis is a floor. But a cup on the floor, nothing happens to the cup. So you're on the floor. You want to be on the table. The place of the cup is on the table. Now it's a gishmak on the floor. But you don't break. Not only that, when it's on the floor, will come a good day, you'll just pick it up and it'll be back on the table. But if you didn't put it nicely on the floor, you smashed it, there's nothing to fix after it. This is the first yesod. This is a yesod for everyone. It's not a yesod for Ali Beruchnius. The same yesod, the same avone is to use to the next step. Everyone has to get used to it. Again, I've had a person, we're not saying now the person has to take life easy, you know. So that's a guy, said, you know, the whole time they're on the floor. Say that. They like the floor, you know. The Dabarach is also mustach in off all the ganze Zeit, yeah? Person has to want to be on the table. There's the Matorah has to be on the table. aber he doesn't lose it. So he didn't chap. He didn't chap a shir. Nothing happened. Take it, take it. I don't chap a suga, shmel a suga. He vomits is really not good, yeah? And the gold bath person says, Shas Babli is not good. He goes to Aloha, yeah? It's the same thing. The baby says the sugi is not good. The worst guy says Yibamis is not good. And the tipish says Iyun is not good. The same thing. Iyun is not good. How much you learn already? Slowly. I'm not saying a person has to learn different zachen. Again, a person gets scared from nothing. A person gets scared from nothing. This is the low level. And the higher level is when a person, this is, we see b'chush, how the nefilah changes the person. Now, the ruchnius of a person is not controlled. We'll explain. This is our feelings. We see the bump is not good for us. The neshama is not us. So when we bump the neshama, she also doesn't manage. If we take it gently, she manages. This is the second level, Shaboy. For a person, he needs a break, he does it easily. What it means he does it easily? Okay. He goes to rest nicely. He learns when he's resting. He's makbid on tefillah b'tzibur. He opens a sefer. He doesn't do bad things. So the neshama, okay, she needs a break. She's put on the floor for a couple of days and she goes back to the table. But if he drops his neshama, this aveira, that aveira, and Miyadi tries to fix, the neshama breaks. And there's no one to fix. The same thing I'm explaining to you, and the cops, everyone sees it. And avodas Hashem, when you get nervous and you lose yourself, you kill a person. You're not planning to kill him. It's not worth it. Forget about planning. It's not worth it. It's worth to sit in jail. And you tell the guy, you're sitting in jail. I don't mind sitting in jail. I will sit there. Yeah, I will do it. Mishuga, what are you talking about? No, I don't mind sitting in jail. I don't mind having a job. He's stupid. But he's not controlled. He's losing it. We see it. This happens to all of us. Everyone happens to him. Every day, at least once. Yeah? And different madregas. The guy takes his tender, every little thing. Every person, you know, every person has hundreds of stories to himself. He holds himself and nothing happens. Holds himself and nothing happens. I'll tell you, I had last, it's really late, but I'll tell you in 2 minutes because I lost my coat. My coat. I don't remember where I put it. I tried all different shuls. I'm even not sure how it looks exactly. Kids, I couldn't, you know, I don't know. I tried. Kids, I don't have my coat. So that's all the side. Kids, this winter I will not have a coat. You know, I don't have money to buy a coat. It costs a lot of money. So imagine without a coat. So I had a, I remember a sweater somewhere in my house. I found a sweater. So I'll imagine with a sweater. Then the Shiva told me I have to go to America this week. I said, America told me it's very cold. Especially if you go from one place to another place, Shabbos, it's not shaykh to go without a coat. So I decided, I have to go to buy a coat. But for mitzvah, the Baruch Hu will pay back the money, manage, yeah? Like this, I was hoping maybe during the winter I'll bump once into my coat somewhere, and I'll have, this is my hope. I'll manage, the coat has to be somewhere. I don't remember where, you know, every place I go, I look, maybe it's here. The kids are my son. Okay, so I have to go this Friday away. So last Friday is the time to go to buy a coat. So I took some money to buy a coat. So I saw, I was eating breakfast, I saw somewhere, it says in the newspaper that there's a cheap place they sell coats somewhere in Solotskin till 1 o'clock. So I decided, okay, so it was Friday, I was speaking Nazbir, the Imam is a quarter to one, maybe it was 12:30, I don't remember exactly when, maybe it's close to 12:30, it was 12:15. Don't chop me at the minutes now. My kids are, and someone wanted to speak to me something very dachuf, I can't say that, I have enough. The kids are, I go into the taxi, I go to the place, the Imam is getting in the last minute. The kids are, no, there's no coat that fits me. Now, I go into the taxi, and like the taxi goes slow, and I was like, mamish, like, I know I'm, if I miss this place, I'll have to buy a 700 shekel a coat. I don't have this money yet. But, you know, kids, I decided, you know, Mashamayim. You know, the same one that made me lose the coat decided I will have to buy expensive stuff. You know, even that the morning I felt that I saw this place, so I was showing his stomach, this is the reason I opened the newspaper to find this. Yeah, I already had a whole shiur paper, the whole breakfast, how the Siyata Dishmaya works, and now my whole Siyata Dishmaya was falling in my face. But I decided it doesn't make a difference. Finish, you know, and someone was going with me, wanted to ask me some shilas, and like you saw, I'm looking at the watch the whole time. I said, because in 5 minutes I have to go somewhere to buy a coat. And so he told me, okay, so I will not speak to you now. I said, no, I'm working on myself not to get angry. You can speak to me. I'm very relaxed. I want it to happen, but forget, ask me every shilas in the world, I'm not getting angry. And back and forth, and again I looked, says, maybe you're getting upset. I said, no, I'm fighting with myself now this time. It doesn't make a difference what will happen. I'm not getting upset. Kids will come to the place and there's no cult. I don't, I'm not upset. I'll be alright. Kids are, take a taxi and go to Geula. They have a lot of stores of cults. Yeah. Kids are called, somebody tells me, you know, if you go to the Tata Yeshiva, you can get a paper and this and that. But it's closed already and I want to check it for Shatnez before I go. I'm not getting upset. You know, Chaval, I didn't think about it. You know, it'll be organized. I go to the store Adon, I think, in the Sharon. I thought, I have one coat left, it's a bit expensive. I don't understand why, but it doesn't look at me so special. But anyway, he says, this is the price. I think he thought that he realized that I need it. Yeah, and tells me 700 shekel. I said, yeah, but I need it to be checked from Shabbos. He says that they checked already a lot from that. He said, it doesn't help. I want you to make me a favor. You yourself will take it to the Shatner place. You'll tell them that you are done, and you'll ask them to make it quick. That'll be ready for today. But I know that for sure I have a coat. So if it's dumb, you know, I don't believe that the Shatner is Mechates, I will do it. So I thought, no, for sure. I also think that it's not Shatner, but I think it's Shatner, I will not buy it. But it's Alochi, Kolechi, Diki, Livru, Elay, Samchir, Nachazok. Also, you'll be Alochi. Even if you check 15, you have to check 16 also. Is that okay? He will do it. Kids, I said, okay, now I'm going to pay, you know. He tells me, no, don't pay. He says, when you were talking to me, someone came into the store. He saw you buying a coat. He put his credit card in. He said he paid for the coat. He showed me who was the guy. The guy was standing outside in the street. So he saw you buying here a coat. He decided he wants to treat you for a coat. I said, I'm Hussein Matanas Yichya. He said, it passed in the credit card. If you want to go to fight with him, I'm not raising my credit card. He already ironed that credit card. So I was planning to buy something else in the store. I didn't buy it because I was scared. You know, yeah, I wanted to buy a suit also. I said, it's enough, you know. So then I realized, I'll not tell you that. I only pushed it. When I came here, I went to pick up the coat from the Shatner store. So then I decided to show you the story. So then I realized, I told myself, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu send me to that store and this store and that? Chleish Genoi. But I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I thought the whole time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here, I'm going to miss the store. I rushed quicker to get to the store, yeah? Hashem said, okay, so the guy in the store can't give you the... Yeah, and Hashem wanted me to get exactly that place. That person will stand there exactly outside when you're buying. He will see you measuring the coat. And the shtick shabbat, he will buy you, he will pay the coat, yeah? Okay, I don't know why I had to lose the coat for that, yeah? That's why I didn't say, I didn't lose the coat. That's why I didn't lose the coat. I'm broken even, yeah? But I realized to myself, not every time. I'm saying, I lost my coat. I said, I'm not getting angry. I tried to buy it cheaper. I'm not getting angry. Normally, I would look for it, Bezos Hashem, and I'll find it eventually. I can't find it now because I have to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu has ways. But sometimes, not every time you see the smile from Hashem. But sometimes you hold yourself very strong. I'm not getting upset. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, you're not, I will show you how I can take care of you. Oh.